can you put Chip in a really easy to get to location?
Okay, it is 5:01 p.m. on Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Enrod. Here. Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on the 29th. I did note a couple of changes for Rosie. One is my name is notated, the actual name, and in the other places it says Mayor Daniel. So just for consistency, I asked for that to be changed. And I think, let's see, there was one other place, wasn't there, in this? Remember what I sent to you, Rosie? I can look it back up if you would like me to.
I think the rest were on.
Let's see, was, okay. Give me 1 second. Under department heads, I think booster wasn't supposed to be capitalized.
Yes.
I think that was only the other thing. So, any other changes, corrections?
I do not.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes with the noted changes from,
August
29th at the Board of Works meeting.
Sorry.
Motion and second. Further discussion? All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the 100 South Sewer Extension, and I will start off by apologizing. We had a motion and a second, and we got sidetracked by Chip. We got sidetracked talking about the actual funding of the 100 South project, and we never actually took a vote.
Okay.
So we need to take the official vote on, I believe, awarding that. Is that correct? Yeah, awarding the bid to ADI. Let's see here. Let me get there real quick. So I will get there. Give me a second. Okay, I will make a motion that we approve the bid for API for the 100 South Sewer Extension in the amount of $947,810.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the API agreement. Chip, do you want to talk at all about the agreement itself?
No, this is just the moving forward.
And this is ran through the county?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it has not been.
Okay.
No.
Is it our approval and then they
then,
like double check
yes.
it kind of thing before? Okay. Okay. Any questions or concerns? Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we approve the agreement between the city and API Construction for the 100 South Sewer Extension as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the notice to proceed. Goodness gracious, that agreement's very long. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? That's because I'm already on the next one. Okay, there's the notice proceed. So, anything you want to say about the notice to proceed?
No.
Okay. So you just need an approval, right? Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion we approve the notice to proceed for the 100 South Sewer Extension.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up, we're back to Motorola contract. Gary.
All right. Well, if you recall from last meeting that the new contract is for a 5-year contract, and I did get the dates corrected. So it goes from January 1, 2024 through December 31st, 2028. That does include the server migration, the new Rave purchase, and the response plan, as we call that. Marsha has looked over the contract. She did find a couple errors where they had Illinois instead of Indiana, but that's since been corrected as well, so I think everything's good to go.
Has that been correct on our side or on their side? Both, okay. There you go. Any questions, comments, concerns for Gary? Okay. Let me get there. Let me get to the actual agreement page here. I'll make a motion that we enter into the, you said the 5-year agreement, right?
Yes, sir.
5-year agreement with Motorola Solutions as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the initial sign. It is unanimous. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Next up are bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $729,060.44 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated September 12, 2023 for check payments.
I'm trying to find it. Nicole.
I know.
I trust you, but I got. I'm trying to find it. Probably went too far. What page is that on?
Let me find it.
Never mind, I just found it. Page 23 of the checks. Okay. I'm sorry. You said 729,060.44.
729,060.44.
Yes. Okay, I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $187,162.68 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated September 12, 2023 for EFT payments.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $250,841.43 plus overtime in the amount of $4,601.23 from the pay file ending August 25th, 2023.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department head reports. Chip.
Come back to me, please.
Okay. Shayla, welcome.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself? So I need name, grade, and then what we did at youth council.
Hi, I'm Shayla Wagner. I'm a sophomore at Columbia City High School. I'm with the Columbia City Youth Council. At the last meeting in the morning, we talked about township government, and then we had lunch with the department heads. And in the afternoon, we pulled weeds at the three Columbia City sites.
Questions? Thank you. Kelly?
Our concrete crew has been working out at Eagle Glen. We had some ramps. I brought up during our winter retreat that sometime this year, money permitting, we were going to work on maybe around 8 ramps out of the Eagle Glen area. We're to a point now where we can make that happen, so we had a crew out there start to work on those. And other than that, I'm just doing routine maintenance stuff, signs and fork orders and patching, things like that.
Questions of Kelly?
No.
Thank you. Mike?
We started painting hydrants out in Eagle Glen. We had got a call from some people out there thinking they were looking bad, so we started out there, and then we'll move to town next week. Also, I have a quote from Curtis Midwest on Well 8. When they went to test it this year, the alley line and air line were broke, and they couldn't get a draw down on it. So they have to pull the well and replace them two lines, and it's going to cost $6,700 to do. And we have to have it done because IDEM says we have to test our wells every year.
I'm good with it. You guys good? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. That's it.
Question to Mike. Thank you, Sean.
So our crew started at Morris's Road out by Crooked Lake Golf Course. We're burying all the overhead distribution out in that area. Huge project for the neighborhood and huge improvement. So we've basically been tied up there with most of our crews doing boring and ditching and backhoeing and all sorts of stuff out there. So it's going to be a great project when it's done. It's just a lot of work right now. So other than that, we've got a lot of daily activities with new services and things like that. And locates don't ever seem to stop because of all the underground facilities that are being poured in the neighborhoods right now. But hopefully that starts to slow down soon. I did have a meeting with the contractor from Brightspeed, who was calling their locates in on a weekly basis, even if they didn't need them. So providing, creating a lot more work for all of our staff. So kind of educated him on what the rules were. So they're going to call him in every 30 days now. So that's, you know, because I work in four and five, three fourths. So other than that, just daily activities. We did some work over Big G's restaurant, getting some stuff out of the way for that project. Guys did a great job. We're still working on kind of a major project over there. We have some overhead power lines that feed across Speedway's parking lot. They're distribution 7,000 volt lines. They've got some slack in them. They kind of come a little low. They're still within you know, all the safe measurements and zones, but I'd like to do some things different to kind of eliminate that if possible. So we're going to start working on that. Obviously, cooperation from Big G. Hopefully, we can get that done in the next month or so.
Questions of Sean? Thank you. Terry?
The fiber is in at the new park office, and now we're just waiting on equipment to be installed. Spent the last couple of days moving all the old equipment into their conference room and going through it to see if there's anything that we could use. Didn't find much. But, so that's all done. Still waiting for the fiber to be cut into the northwest substation so we can do the water department's booster station. So until we get that cut in, we're kind of staying still on that.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Tom?
Pump testing scheduled for the 25th and 26th of this month. We will be having the three big trucks heading up to Shriner Lake. I could think of it. It waited me. Shriner Lake again this year for that thing. So if you see trucks going to and from Tri Lakes, that's what they're doing. 102 is having some pump issues. It disengages when you have it in pressure mode, which is a bit of an issue. We do have pump testing scheduled for the 25th and 26th, so I'm sure the problem will identify itself during that time frame. So we'll see how that goes. Ladder testing, it was actually scheduled in the middle of October. The guy that does the ladder testing called today and said he was in the area and he had a cancellation and wanted to get that moved up, which actually works out much better because, well, it's nice out right now. Colin and Zach were just ecstatic that they were able to do that this evening. That was funny. So they are tasked with helping get that done this evening. So after meetings, if you're interested, if you want to see ladders get stressed to their max, you ought to see what they do to these things. It's pretty scary. So that's it. Other than that, things are going pretty well.
Questions? Thank you. GP?
All right. Been very quiet on the police side, so knock on wood for that. Officer Young is doing his FTO process and doing very well in that. So excited to have him, you know, projected, released in November, so I think he's right on track there. Completed formal and informal interviews with the applicants. We're down to three that move on to the chief's interview, so we'll be doing those on Thursday. As I said, pretty quiet, so that's the police side. Dispatch, Shane met with Barry, the consulting firm, for through the state for the EMS study, and obviously he didn't have contract with that because he's all 120 dispatches throughout the state. Mm-hmm. We don't dispatch EMS, we just transfer them.
Yep.
That's a pretty easy process. So.
Sure.
Shane and Aaron are going to IDEX training, which is Indiana Data and Communication System training. So other than that, things are going well.
Questions of Gary? Chip?
only thing I have to report is all the pipe was ordered for Eagle Park, so here, as soon as we get all the pipe in, then we have to order structures. So FYI, we are doing some of the infrastructure for Eagle Park in-house. So we're going to get started on that in the very near future.
Thank you. Great question, Chip. Thank you.
Marcia.
No. Rosie.
Just had a street closing permit for the Haunted Jail. I think most of them have seen it.
You're good. Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit for the Haunted Jail as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. GP, I saw you first.
Not from a department head side, but from a citizen side. Like Sean said, they did come down, move some things. His guys did a wonderful job. Mike came down and raised some valve covers and stuff that needed raised for the asphalt and repaving, and those guys were right on that. Can't thank them enough for that. Kelly did come down and help navigate some things too, so that was great to have those guys all on board and they were there with time and all. So
great.
Good job, boys.
Thank you.
Man.
Anything for you?
Tom.
Just real quick, Rosie, whoever or wherever he got that call for the Haunted Jail, that's an old form.
Yeah, we told
him. Okay.
And now I'm going to use a new one.
Gotcha. Make sure you know.
Yeah.
Any other things from the departments you want to add?
Larry.
Okay. I'll let you know the department head updates or reports that I got. Well, let's see. So Matt said, really, they're just kind of doing normal day-to-day stuff right now. And then Mike Cook said they're dealing with very low solids in the system. Must have been something happened. They're not sure exactly what, so they're working to find that problem and correcting it. Splash pad is closed for the season, and the final report's being sent to was sent to IDEM EPA. We have a new draft permit for the splash pad that he's working on. The staff washed down all the primary tanks from the last large rain event, and the third quarter SDI air release valve inspections were completed, and they will be pigging the line again here coming up shortly. So besides that, Walt, you might be.
As you notice, those who wear hats, there's some free tokens there. If you like one, take one. If you don't, pass it on to one of your other coworkers. They're good. I think it's the quality of the hat's good. It's just something that we've got down in Haiti.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Nicole.
Nothing.
And we have no audience, no press, so we'll call the meeting adjourned.